Welcome to Bon Jovi Discussions. I have my buddy Matt, who comes on here quite a bit. How are you, buddy?
Hey Jerry, how are you doing today?
Good. For the people that are watching this on YouTube, look at those blue skies behind Matt. Look at that. Then you get all my junk behind me. Look at all
I'm
that.
sitting in a park in Atlanta, Georgia, just passing the day.
Just so people know, my stuff behind me is not really junk. I absolutely love the stuff I have. So just to make it clear. Anyway, buddy, we are going to talk about Richie's songs today. So we have been waiting how many years now for Richie's new music?
Oh my goodness, it's been a while, you know?
I think at least four. I think we've been waiting. 2018, I think right after RSL came out, he said he was writing more songs, and then 2019 came and we heard that. Okay, music's coming out. Then the pandemic happened. Then it moved. And then Norm's Rare Guitars gave us some snippets of some songs, a couple of these that we're about to talk about. And then the announcement date just kept get or the release date just kept getting pushed. We never got our actual release date. We got like a time frame. Then the time frame got pushed. So, but thankfully, finally, we got some new music. And it obviously came out the right around the same time as the documentary got released. So good marketing for Richie, you
Oh,
know.
absolutely. Yeah. Great, great time to release the new songs.
So it's good that we finally have new music. And you know, we'll talk about each song in depth here in a second, but man, I absolutely love these songs. And I guess the wait was worth it. One thing that I really want to praise Richie about is how good these songs are vocally. I mean, you got Richie is what, 64, right? Born 59, 60. Whatever, he's in mid 60s and sings just like he did, you know, Stranger in This Town era, you know, got that very soulful voice. Oh, let's start talking about the covers first. So obviously, like you look at every single cover of each of these singles, it looks like we're ready for an eye exam.
Yes, for sure.
One thing that I noticed too, so on every single one at the top, it says I and underneath RS, which obviously stands for Richie Sambora. But then on some of them, he would like drop it before the release date, like what the cover art would look like. And it would always have like a Jovi clue. I can't think of what they were at the top of my head. But then when you bought this song on release date, a couple of them wouldn't have those anymore. I think the only
Interesting.
thing, yeah, let me take a look right now.
I think one said Vine and then the other one said Jovi, like a different song. And yeah, some of them are blurred out.
So it's always blurred out, but like the one in Believe in Miracles, it says L.E. Jovi. Let's see here. So it doesn't state in songs that wrote my life. Living Alone doesn't have anything, but it did have a Jovi in there before it got. And then I Pray has Bond on top of Pray. It says IRS Bond Pray. And then the rest of it is just right for your eye exam.
Yeah, there's definitely some subliminal messages in there.
And so I wonder if we're going to get to find out what those messages mean at some
Man,
point.
I sure hope so. I want to hear an interview with him talking about the songs and what they mean. I mean, you can kind of read between the lines with a few of them. But yeah, absolutely.
And so Richie has said in a couple of interviews that he wrote these songs. There's one, Living Alone, that he wrote when he was 19 years old.
Oh
And
yeah, I remember that now.
he came across it and finished writing it and recorded it. Man, that's awesome. And then there's some songs like I Pray that he wrote in hopes that he could write it and record it with John. And I guess we'll get into that when we get into I Pray. I hope that these songs get put onto a future album.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm at least a an EP. I was thinking the same thing. It's like, the release dates and times and all that stuff was perfect. It's like you've got to put out a physical copy of this somewhere. I mean,
Absolutely.
we would love to have it.
You know, me as a collector, you know, I have all Virtue solo albums and stuff, and it's nice that we were able to purchase them, so I have them at least digitally. but I would love it on vinyl. I'd love it on what CD and all that stuff. And plus there were songs that I can't think of the names right now, but Norm's Rare Guitars posted a few other songs a few years ago, snippets that were really good songs. And so I hope that we get those, and maybe we will get more music and maybe an album later on. But you know, to the we live in such a weird era now of music, where people aren't like you and I, where we buy physical media. People just want the song, buy it, done. You know, it's all about streaming and clicks now. And you know, but yeah, I love physical media of it, and I hope that he will release an album, because there's so many more good songs that.
Absolutely. And even a music video, that's one of the things that will last forever,
Yeah, absolutely. And good promo too, you know. So, and another thing I want to say too about Richie right now is that he's just so happy, and he's been so excited. One of the things that I love is that he's been going on Twitter and just sharing everyone's excitement. You know, it's him going, and he's writing to fans saying thank you. So he's really thankful that we're all giving these songs a chance, and he's retweeting people, and just it's nice for him to actually go in there and interact with fans and to share that excitement with us, you know. And I mean, everyone seems really happy about these songs too. You know, if you look online, everyone seems pretty happy about these new songs.
It's definitely, it's been quiet on his side for a while now. And yeah, it's nice to hear from him. You kind of wonder what's going on. He likes to write and play, and I'm like you, man. I'm happy these songs are out there finally.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's dive right into these songs, because these songs are gems. Let's go into I Pray, which was the very first single he put out. It was put out on April 26th, right? Yeah, the day the documentary came out. Smart marketing technique right there. I guess the highlight for me is the talk box. That, you know, obviously Richie is like the king of the talk box. You know, obviously, you know, we
Oh,
have
yeah.
songs like Living on a Prayer, It's My Life, This Is Love. What other songs have a talk box in it that he's done? I can't think. I think We
No.
Are Magic, his solo RSO song, I think that has a talk box in it. But yeah, so that's like the highlight of the song for me was the talk box, you know.
Yeah, I love the song. It was very energetic. I liked it. It was, I would say, my second favorite of the ones that he's released. So,
Second favorite? Okay. I don't think there's a talk box in the intro. I think it's just during the solo, right? If I remember correctly. I
don't
like
remember off
almost
the top of
know
my
these
head.
songs by heart now, but I can't remember if that was in the intro. I don't think it is. I think it's just during the guitar solo there's a talk box. The classic Richie Sambora voice in this song, you know, as soon as I remember when this my first I stayed up till midnight for this to buy and to listen to. And as soon as he heard Richie, I was like, man, he sounds good. Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
it is pretty incredible how he's in his mid-60s and still sounds like he did when he was, you know, 80s and 90s. And, you know, not many singers have that ability. So, pretty good. This song was written for in hopes he could write with John, or because he said that in an interview that he wanted to write this with John and envisioned him and John singing this together. I could see that with this kind of song, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It
But I
kind of
also,
makes you wonder when he started writing it,
yeah, but it, I also think though it is a perfect solo song too, because Richie does a really good job on this, and I think vocally it's what stands out. Vocally and the talk box is what stands out for me in this song. So, I love how soulful his voice is, and when he sings "Take Me Home," I love that part. Every single time I listen to the song, that's like the part that I just can't wait for.
I mean, that's definitely the part about Richie is like, man, he definitely has that soulful sound, and it doesn't matter where you're at, you can pick his voice out of a lineup,
Absolutely. So the meaning of the song, what I think it means, you know, and that music is all about interpretation. So what he might have wrote it about isn't what I think it's about. But for me, the way that I interpret is that it's about a person being full of despair, who's looking for the answers, trying to find hope. And pretty much what the song title is, I pray, praying for a sign for miracles and just looking for the answer. That's how I interpret it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine with all the things that he's been through,
Oh,
you
absolutely.
kind of tie that into living alone. It's like, it's you can hear the emotion in the songwriting,
Absolutely. My favorite line is, I love the way that he sings the pre-chorus. No matter what God you're hoping to, what God you're talking to, what God you're lying to, you're two lies from the truth. I love the way that I think he uses some kind of vocal machine there because it's not distorted, but it is distorted vocally. The way that he kind of, or maybe I'm just hearing it, but I love the way that he does it and the way that he puts those lines down. I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah. Do you have a favorite line of the song?
Not off the top of my head. I can't really think of one. So
Yeah. Okay. Next one is, I gotta put my page here. The second one was Living Alone. So let me back up. So he put a song out every Friday, which was kind of nice because it was nice to every week to have a new song to look forward to that week.
absolutely.
We got the second single a week later, Living Alone, May 3rd. This is another very soulful song. He said it on the Alison Hagendorf interview that he wrote this when he was 19. And so, what, 40 something years later, he brought it back out and finished it and recorded it. So that's pretty cool, so you kind of get a combination of a song of Richie wrote when he was 19 and now. Because your mindset changes as you get older and you're more wise and all that. So, I'm trying to read my notes here. They're bad. I get Undiscovered Soul vibes with this song. Just like the era sound of it. I get
Yeah.
vibes from that. I love that acoustic guitar intro. And I would probably say this song is probably it's not my favorite. But it's probably my favorite lyrically out of the four.
Yeah. It's amazing to me that you can start writing a song, I guess, at 19 and then go back, all those years later and pick it up and finish it and even have the desire to finish it,
Yeah, absolutely. And it I'd love to see more songs like that where he would, songs that he wrote when he was younger and bring them back out and finish them.
Right.
My favorite lyric is someone to understand, someone to hold your hand while you're breaking in a brand new broken heart. You're wishing for heaven as only love can do. When you're living alone, you're out on your own. There ain't no one to hold on to, someone to hold your heart when you're breaking into some brand new blues. I just read a book to you there. But I love those lines. And it's so fun to sing along to. I remember when I played it, I was driving somewhere. I had it on, windows down, and it's a great little drive song. And I can't resist not singing along to that part. And it's very soulful, and it that chorus, it just hits you. It grabs you, pulls you in.
Yeah, I think of all four of those songs, that one definitely shows his voice. He's still got it, the
Oh,
most.
absolutely, yeah. So for the meaning for me, I think it's about trying to find yourself, self-reliance, especially during a breakup, maybe, looking out for yourself, and knowing that love can save us pretty much. Love saves us and we all need somebody to hold on to, like the lyric suggests.
Absolutely.
I also think in the second verse, maybe he's talking about leaving the band there. Think to yourself, is anybody out there? Nobody answers because nobody cares. All you've got is a phone and your favorite belongings, just pictures and frames of your favorite regrets.
Yeah, I definitely sounds like it. And you look at it from his perspective, if you just walk away, the other guys are busy. They were on tour at the time, so he probably did feel alone,
Yeah, it's sad to. to think, people think that, I guess I'm getting on a side tangent here, but obviously, like you and I, we can't grasp what it's like to be famous and the weight that's on your shoulders, especially for like Richie, who is in one of the biggest rock bands of all time, the greatest rock
Right.
band, if you ask me.
That's
And
right.
but constantly writing, recording, producing, promoting, doing the tour, and then over again, that's got to be a lot. And so, we don't understand the weight that is, and to think that, he's feeling alone and stuff like that. So I think the second verse, I think, really touches on that a little bit. Maybe that's just my interpretation, but
Right.
and I also love the bridge. We all need someone. Every heart needs a home, and you're living alone. I just love the way that he lays those lines down in the bridge. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't. Well, I guess I'm assuming he was the only writer on these songs, or did he co-write any?
See, that's what I'm wondering too. Obviously, Bob Rock produced them, but I'm wondering if Richie, if you look at Stranger in This Town, Undiscovered Soul, Aftermath, he writes pretty much all the songs himself. There are some co-writes. Didn't we see he wrote with Desmond Child a couple songs a couple years ago? Or somebody?
It sounds right, but I don't really remember, to be honest with you.
I think there, I don't know if he's co-written these songs. That's a question I'd like to find out. Was there anything else that you wanted to write or say about Living Alone? We covered it all. The next one is Songs That Wrote My Life. This is the third single, came out May 10th. This is my favorite song.
Mine too, Jerry.
Out of see, we're meant for friends here.
That's right.
I think this is one of those songs that really connects the fans and Richie. I think it's about how music impacts us, and Richie talks about his influences. There's a lot of and I wrote them down here, a lot of song references, Jimmy Page, Johnny B. Goode, Led Zeppelin, then the line, the American Pie, Brown Sugar, the Hendrix with the Kiss the Sky. So like those were songs that influenced him. And we all know that Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and Jimmy Page, Johnny B. Goode influenced him as a guitar player. And then I also think it's, I think like the way that I take it too is like how Richie and Bon Jovi and all that, how they've impacted our lives. And
Absolutely.
those are songs that wrote our life. Like look at everything that we make memories with these songs. Like, for example, like My Wedding, Bon Jovi songs at my wedding. And so those songs become memories for us. So every time I hear Shine, I think of my wife's and I's first dance. And so, music accompanies us and grows with us as,
Yeah, and I thought this song would have been great on a movie soundtrack. I'm like, this is just perfect.
Yeah, that I could see that. I could see the Brown Sugar American Pie lines in a movie. That's a good idea. It's also a nostalgic type song too, I think. It's Reflective. Because especially like with like memories and stuff. This is a song that I think it's a perfect solo song. But I wonder if he also wrote this for John, because I could see like John and Richie singing this chorus together.
Yeah, it'd be fun to hear them together for sure. It's just one of those happy-go-lucky songs that just makes everybody feel good. So.
I could see like John singing "Hey Hey Rock and Roll," and then Richie taking the lead vocal there. Just let the music soothe your soul. Like I could see that. But I love the way that Richie sings that whole line though. "Hey Hey Rock and Roll," just let the music, and the way he sings it, with such I don't know the word, such coolness. I think that's brilliant.
Right.
And then I love the way that it starts to pick up in the rhythm. When they go into the American Pie, Brown Sugar, the drums to start a new rhythm there. The guitar solo is very fun too. I love the bends that he does and the notes, and it's a joyful guitar solo. I don't know how else to
It's
describe it, but it's joyful.
it really is. It's a gem in my book anyway.
My favorite lyric is three chords and the truth, they never lie. And then the other one is the Jimi Hendrix reference, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky." The way he ends that chorus with that line, oh, it's brilliant. That's what stood out for the first time when I heard it, was that line. It was that line, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky." Yeah, but was there anything you wanted to say about the song?
No, not really. That I haven't covered. I mean, I just, this is by far my favorite of the ones that's been released. So it's going to be hard to top this one.
Yeah, and I think he did this one and Living Alone a couple years ago. He did a solo show at Shepherd's Bush or something like that. I know it's somewhere over in London, and I think he performed that and Living Alone live, and it sounded really good. I'd love to see Songs That Wrote My Life live. That oh man, I think that's
No
like one of
doubt.
those great sing-along songs for the audience and Richie together. That would be pretty cool. And I also think too, like if he does put out a solo album, this would be like a great album closer. It just
Yeah.
has feel, put I Pray the first track and then Songs That Wrote My Life right at the end,
No doubt. I'll have
Let's
to
talk
go
about.
back and look for those videos that you're talking about, the live ones, so.
Yeah, if you YouTube them, for anyone that's listening to this, search Richie Sambora, London. I think it's Shepherd's Bush, Royal Bush, or something along the lines of that. And then I think it was 21 or 22 he did both shows. I remember because he announced that he was doing shows, I think one show like a week before it happened, and like the tickets sold out like that. So there is a demand for Richie, which is great. And I would love that if he does do some solo shows later this year, because these songs would, I'd love to see them live.
Oh yeah, we'd have to go.
Let's talk about the last one. So the last one just came out this last Friday, "Believe in Miracles." I like this song, but it's probably my least favorite out of, and I'm not saying it might be my least favorite, but I still enjoy it. I still like it. But out of the four, this is probably my least favorite. I get a lot of "Stranger in This Town" vibes, the song, and "Ballad of Youth." Because those two songs are on the Stranger album. Vocally, I get a lot of those vibes on this one. Do you? Or
I
it's
don't
a
know. I'm right there with you though. I mean, I of the ones that's been put out, this one is my least favorite. It's not as energetic, I guess, as the other three. So
The other three, I just like, I don't know, like I just like really grabbed them and like love them. Like I
yeah.
can like on
You can kind of
repeat.
make your own, yeah.
Yeah, but then this one was just like, yeah, I like it. And but like I don't find myself going to listen to the song a lot like I do with the other ones.
Exactly.
So this one had the Ellie Jovi at the bottom. So I wonder if there's a message in there. But like with the title saying "Believe in Miracles," and this could be just a far-fetched idea. But maybe this was one of those songs that he was writing for John, and then maybe believe that he'll come back one day, kind of thing. Like a miracle will happen, and we'll see them together again. That could just all be in my head, but
That'd be nice. It's a good dream, right?
sure would. But I do like the way that Richie lays it all out in the chorus. The chorus is probably my favorite part of the song. Meaning of the song, I think it's just about, as the title says, believing in a miracle, feeling hopeless over and over, but trying to find kind of like along the lines of "I Pray," trying to find yourself, believing, finding yourself, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Anything you want to say about this one though?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, that was a good chat. Like I said, I hope we get more Richie songs. These four, I
Yeah.
think, really show that there's more good music to come, I hope. And hopefully we get an album. I'd love to hear the stuff on vinyl, CD, and just hear more. I'm trying to remember the name of the song, but there was a song that I really hoped that he'd finish and put up, but he wrote it for, like, I think, like a young boy who may have died. I can't remember the name of the song. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's I'm sure someone that's listening to this will comment and tell me, but it was a Norm's put out a little description. I think Richie tweeted about it, And it was about a young boy that had died, I think, of cancer, or was going through cancer. And it put tears in my eyes when I heard the song. But anyway, that's a song that I really hope that he will put out, because it was a beautiful song. It was deep and heartbreaking, but it was a really
Right.
good song. So yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this is not the last one. Hopefully there'll be a few more.
Oh, there's got to be more. And I think Richie knows too that like the reception of these songs were really good. Like people love them, and I think he knows we all want more, you know, because these songs could have just been like a test, dip your toes in the water kind of thing, where let's see how these songs do. Let's not put out an album. Let's not do anything, but let's just see how well these songs sell, how well people love them, and just kind of go from there, you
Yeah, I
know.
didn't really think about that, but you're probably right. I mean, they could release these four and then, all right, well, let's finish the album,
Yeah,
that type of thing.
maybe do some test runs of shows. Like, let's do some shows, see how well tickets sell, and yeah. So, anyway, thank you, buddy, for coming on. Let me end the recording real quick, but thank
Hey,
you.
man.
For